Hall of Fame Radio Caller Theater presents Fantasy Football Tomfoolery.
A Monday evening in Hinsdale, 10 friends gather for their annual fantasy football draft party dinner.
Now, I heard you, Joe, talking last week to Sally, and things seemed to be going pretty well.
Well, that's right, Bob. That's very true. And Gary over here, he can tell you about his last golf game.
What I want to know is, how's Steve doing?
Well, you know, gentlemen, I, as you know, have been frequenting a certain message board, and lately I have been gathering much attention. Of course, this is highly expected, as I draw much attention to myself on a daily basis.
Everyone agreed, Steve does attract a lot of attention, especially from the ladies.
But you know, gentlemen, I had to up the ante a bit, and I bet you one steak dinner at Gibson's that I can make the board hate me in one day.
A dinner at Gibson's bet? My, my, that's a high price to pay for a simple play, isn't it, Steve? And are the chips on the table?
Well, I accept that challenge, Steve. Hey, can somebody bum me a Chesterfield?
Why, of course there. Here, I've got Lucky Strikes. Is that going to do?
I guess so. I mean, we live in a communist-free America, after all.
Not according to Jimmy Reardon or Mr. Reason, jokes Bob. Now everyone takes a moment to remember that Elmhurst Steve is very important, especially to this draft party. The Gibson's dinner bet. Very, very interesting. Speaking of stakes, there are high stakes on this Gibson's bet. Will everyone be in on it? Tune in next time to Hall of Fame Radio Caller Theater and see if Elmhurst Steve wins the bet.
Brought to you by Chesterfield Cigarettes and Lucky Strikes and Yum 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 Tall Midgets Tomato Farms.